We got with us on the line Will Schroeder, who is the creator of GotCast, the founder of GotCast, to tell us a little bit about this online service and why it's just growing like crazy. Will, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about GotCast. Where did this idea come from?
It actually came from the same place most ideas come from, just listening to people complain about something and trying to find a solution. A good friend of mine is a talent agent in Hollywood, and about a year or so ago, he was complaining to me about the fact that they were looking for more and more talent that was what we call non-scripted talent.
Right.
Scripted show would be like Lost or Heroes, and a non-scripted show would be a reality show, it would be a game show, what have you. And he said that more and more they're getting calls for really different types of everyday people. So they're casting more for contestants for Deal or No Deal or contestants for a reality show than they are any kind of scripted show, he said, but they're hard to find. People traditionally that want scripted roles, they go to Hollywood. They get an agent, and there's a really good network for that.
Right.
But people that aren't looking for scripted roles, that would be a contestant, reality, maybe a host, what have you, are just all over the country. And so he said, boy, it's hard to find all these people. So at the same time, you know, I'm spending my time on Facebook and MySpace and looking around, and God, everybody wants to be famous. You have all these kind of web celebrities that have some talent are looking to get on TV, if you will. So I said, well, why not just put the two together? Why not get the casting directors together, have them start giving us our castings, and let's post those on the web and let the whole world know that these castings are available. I said, in order to make it a little more interesting, why don't we have other people vote for who they think is most interesting? That comes onto the site, kind of like American Idol is done for music.
Absolutely, and it kind of weeds down the process too for the casting director, doesn't it?
That's really the case. Ultimately, the casting directors are looking for who they think the public will be most interested in anyway. So this is almost like a preview. They get to find out again who's interesting, who's popular, who's noteworthy, and it helps them out tremendously.
Now, Will, when you went live with the site, what was the first casting that you guys were going for?
Well, we only did a handful of castings initially, and the first casting we did was for a company called Young Hollywood. They're one of the people that do all of the red carpet events, so when you tune into Entertainment Tonight and you see Tom Cruise coming down the red carpet, they produce the events where a host walks up and interviews the candidates. And so the first thing we were looking for was a new host for Young Hollywood, somebody that would be a red carpet host, which is a dream job for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then that worked out. How did you get the word out? Did you use the other social networking sites like MySpace and Facebook?
Well, we used everything, but what we were really hoping for was that the contestants, the talent themselves, would do most of the heavy lifting, which they did. And so the way the site works is that we gave the talent lots of tools by which to promote themselves. So widgets on MySpace, apps on Facebook, voting tools. We gave them invite tools so they could pull from their address books through a Plaxo widget. And they did just that. So we found most of the traffic came from friends of contestants or people that were connected to their social network profiles. And that just worked phenomenally well at driving more traffic.
I've noticed you've also had some really good comments from casting directors, agents, and even actors that find this to be a tremendous resource for somebody who's trying to get a break in the business.
It's worked unbelievably well for them. And when we first started, mind you, GotCast is my 10th internet company, so I've done this a whole bunch of times in a whole bunch of industries.
Yeah.
Everything from automotive to biotech to venture capital, et cetera. And in every case, you're always trying to connect two people online. In this case, I didn't have a lot of contacts in Hollywood. My friend who helped me with the concept did, and we went to just about every major network, ABC, NBC, MTV, E, et cetera, and said, what do you think? And every single network we talked to, without fail, agreed to cast with us. It was I've never seen so much acceptance because the idea was so easy for them. They said, well, what do we have to lose? We're looking for all this talent anyway. If you can just make it easier for us to find, our lives are so much easier.
Phenomenal. And it's grown to a point now where how many castings, like currently the castings that you have, I mean, I looked and I was scrolled down. I was like, wow, look at all of these.
It's pretty crazy. What we're trying to do is balance. Now, mind you, we're still a pretty new site. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to balance the number of castings we have with the number of people that we have.
Right.
Last I checked, and we've only been at this about 4 months, we've had, I think, 30,000 talent profiles on there of people that are actively trying to get cast, which is a hell of a lot of people. Mind you, when the networks reach out to cast for people, even the biggest shows like A Deal or No Deal or an American Idol may do 100,000 people that they run through. I know 500,000 people went out for American Idol, I think, in the last casting, but that was just that's a bit of an anomaly.
Yeah.
They usually never have this big of a pool of talent that's readily accessible. And I would venture to guess probably by the end of the year we'll have closer to 500,000 or more talent profiles on the site. On the other side of things, we need to balance it with the number of castings. Right now, at any given time, we'll have maybe 8 to 10, maybe 12 castings on the site. We try to cast for different things, but it's totally out of our control. I mean, if people want to cast for women, men, young, old, what have you, we have no control over that whatsoever. We just the only thing we do is we turn away castings we think might not perform well, or if we have a lot of the same castings, like if 5 people in a row want to all cast for a dating show, I just don't know if we're going to deliver enough results for everybody just yet. Maybe later on, but we're trying to manage the growth.
Well, we found out about it with the Gamer Girl one, which was really successful, and it was great to see people on MySpace using it by sending out bulletins saying, vote for me, vote for me. And, you know, I think it really works in that respect.
Gamer Girl went nuts. I didn't expect it to do nearly as well as it did. And when we sat down with G4, with the casting directors there who hosted the contest, they said the biggest challenge they have are finding girls who represent well on camera, that are good hosts, but also know games real well.
Yeah.
And they said it to them, in many ways, it was almost like the Sasquatches. They knew it existed, but they had a hard time finding it. And I remember we posted that casting, and as soon as it hit all of the gamer blogs like Pwned and the Girls Entertainment Network and some of the other sites, it just took off. And these girls had massive, massive fan bases. Some of them had MySpace profiles and networks, upwards of 30,000 friends. And they were able to mobilize just armies of people to come vote for them, and many of which, you know, also joined the contest as well, of which I just talked to the casting director a couple days ago. She said that 3 of the top 10 most voted are all going in for personal auditions, I think the first or second week of April.
Wow, and that's phenomenal. And that's kind of the way it works. You get the top 10, and those are the ones that are immediately shown to the casting directors. Is there ever a time where they say, well, let's go ahead and take a look at the top 20 or top 30? Have they ever done that?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's nothing magical about 10. I mean, there's nothing to say that if you're 1 through 10, you're fantastic, but if you're 11, you're no good. We just needed some sort of cutoff point. You know, we looked at different castings of maybe it's the top 50. I mean, 10 is actually a very small subset of the number of people that are joining. We also found that the casting directors, in a lot of cases, wanted to look for talent and not even necessarily launch a casting. They just wanted to be able to go through our talent. So we built some really nice back-end tools that they can log into and just look for people who aren't even signed up for a casting and contact them directly.
Now, do you think, and you said you've done some, you know, some other internet ventures, would you say that the reason this is so successful right now is because of what's available out there on the net with flash video, with, you know, more people using digital cameras, et cetera?
Well, for sure, there's a lot more enabling tools to enable people to get video onto the web. I mean, you've got to give YouTube credit for that. YouTube did a nice job of giving everybody the chance to get their video up pretty simply and giving everybody the bandwidth to make it actually work. We actually use everything as a stream from YouTube because it's kind of the most universal player, but also because most people already have a video on YouTube. Asking people to upload a 5-megabyte video onto our site redundantly hasn't seemed to be something people are clamoring for. So people prefer to be able to link to their existing videos. I would say, though, as far as creation, the different talent that's on there, they love to create video. They love making special videos for each of the castings. They're very fluent in all the tools that are out there. I've been creating websites since you could create websites in 94, and I got to tell you, it's so much easier now. I mean, everybody's just baked in, they're used to using it.
Absolutely, and that makes it very nice as well. Now, I understand there's also a pro version of GotCast. Tell us about that, and what is the difference between that and the version that anybody could go right now and sign up to?
Okay, so most of the site's free, and you know, as you can appreciate, we've got kind of what you call the freemium model, which usually says give everybody something functional and useful for free, but the power users, give them something that may cost a little bit, but it's worth it to them. So
right.
the trigger points for this model are you can use the site, you can enter a casting, get votes, get cast for free, no problem, people have. If you want to enter multiple castings at the same time, which is usually a trigger point that you're starting to use this as an employment tool, that's when the premium membership kicks in, and that's $29 a month. What that also gives you, in addition to being able to cast for multiple castings at the same time, are access to special castings, we call them exclusive castings, that don't require votes. This is where we're actually going to put the casting director directly in front of just a handful of pro members, and act almost more like an agent. We're not an agent because we don't exclusively represent anybody, but this is a way to create a much more intimate casting environment versus the general public voting.
Well, it sounds great. I'm wondering, can you tell us about some of the castings coming up? Have you got some that are just waiting in the wings to go up in the next couple of weeks?
You know, I can't. Not because I'm even being secretive about it, but because you'd be surprised. We don't have a lot of lead time on most of these castings. Most of these castings, like we just posted one for MTV for a show called Misbehaving. That casting ends in 5 days, and I think we got that casting maybe 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Most of the stuff we get, we create all of the assets and we post and we start promoting within probably 24 to 48 hours. So I think over time, as some of the networks get more used to using services like this, they may give a little bit more lead time, but for the time being, we just don't sleep and get everything up there.
What would you like to see, Will, to be an addition to GotCast? What is maybe in a long-term picture, what would you like to see?
You know, I think we're going to break into three distinct categories of castings. I think one is going to be your non-scripted, which is what we're talking about now, like reality and such.
Mm-hmm.
Another is going to be hosting, and so that's going to be more of where you get news anchors, sportscasters, et cetera.
Right.
And then the third, which we're not doing at all right now, is scripted. I mean, ultimately, I would love to start casting for scripted roles where you have, you know, actual talent going out for movies, et cetera. I think it would be super cool if we could start to get some talent on the set for like Transformers 2 or some kind of upcoming big movie where this could be, you know, kind of a direct link to getting into, you know, movies and shows that you really care about.
Or even student filmmakers. I used to do a lot of work on USC student films, you know, as a makeup set. That would be perfect because they're always looking for people.
And that's what you'll see roll out in GotCast over the next few months is more tools where casting directors and producers and such will be able to create an account, browse talent, and be able to reach out to people and kind of post stuff that doesn't require necessarily votes, more of a traditional casting board.
Awesome. Well, great talking to you, and we really enjoy the site. We look forward to more of these great castings that are on there at GotCast.com. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.